Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Everybody, what's up? It's The Voice. It's another episode of Drunken Lullabies, and guess what? About 30 minutes have passed since last episode.
Great idea.
So,
remember last time we recorded back?
Yeah, episodes 1 and 2. Okay, well, we've got some new guests. It's still the bottle share party.
I'm still here.
Apparently, we cracked a bottle, and this is our first beer of the week, but before we do that, we're going to skip the chug, right?
Yeah,
we're not chugging.
Ain't nobody needs chugging.
Ain't nobody chugging.
Nobody
so,
needs that.
The drinking game is still in effect, so anytime somebody swears, anytime somebody makes a pop culture reference, anytime there is an audible expulsion of gas, or anytime somebody says the word of the day, you must take a drink, and the word of the day is...
Titties.
Sure, titties. Okay, titties is the word of the day.
He never stops saying titties. He must be drunk because he actually went with my word of the day.
All right, so titties, there we go. So our first beer, we want to introduce the people. Okay, so Hippie, you're here, you're holding a small child. That seems wrong.
Might be too drunk to be holding a small child.
Okay, so
we're chilling.
We have Hippie and Hudson J. Szymanski, the youngest guest on Drunken Lullabies ever. He will not be drinking.
He's fully wasted. He's throwing shit around everywhere.
That dude needs...
He's out of control.
He pisses his own pants. He shits his own pants.
I don't know what to do about this
kid. He can hardly walk. I mean, he may as well be a drunk.
Groucho is joining us again for at least a little while until his curfew comes into effect.
I'm just waiting for the phone to ring for me to run out the door.
Okay? Well, we've got Groucho here. Beermansky, you are here still?
Yeah.
We have a captive live studio audience. And we also have...
This is our first live studio
audience.
There
are like five people and a dog sitting on the couch.
And a baby.
And
that's a movie, right? That was like the 18th sequel to Three Men and a Baby.
Steve Guttenberg's finest work. And we have two new guests. First, Kevin. Kevin Fish.
Welcome to the show.
Most attractive guest we've had.
Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Gainey's pretty good looking.
That's true.
I have a face for rainy.
He is wearing a sweatshirt.
Another person I've been trying to get on the show for a while. We just haven't been able to nail him down. He has a very, very tough schedule to negotiate with.
I just didn't want to go to South Pekin.
Oh, okay.
We got him there.
We got Mark Alghini from 99.9 WWCT, the best station in Peoria, Illinois.
It's the only radio station I've ever
heard. It has to be CT.
It has to be CT.
Book the best concerts in the area.
Or 99.9.
They're the only radio station that drinks beer every Friday, so that's our kind of guy, right?
I'm honored to be drinking beer in a podcast.
There you go. All right, well, Blake kind of prematurely poured.
That happens. That's why Hudson's
prematurely
here.
Popped.
That's what his wife said too.
So
glad he gave it to us.
We're initially drinking these. This is a labyrinth.
There's a premature pour right there.
Barrel aged quadruple black ale, 13.2%. It's brewed with licorice sticks and aged in oak barrels. This is a Crooked Line, and like I said, it says labyrinth, so that makes me think you remind me of the Babe.
David Bowie.
The Babe with the power.
David Bowie.
The power of voodoo.
Voodoo.
You do.
What? Voodoo.
Remind me of the Babe. So yeah, shout out to David Bowie,
he's dead.
The Goblin King.
Yeah, watch out.
Constant reoccurring theme.
Listen to the last episode. I debunked
that.
Yeah, Mark, you would have been as pissed off as I was. Groucho here was tearing apart the legacy of David Bowie.
Wow.
Exactly.
It was rough.
He made a point that I agreed with. He said his music's like an iceberg. The 10% you like is above the water, and the other 90% is beneath the water.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, it's a giant iceberg, and 10% is below the water.
Oh,
Oh, shit.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you
that's
go.
That's on Mars, okay?
And we can do about
it. It's not on this Earth.
Life on Mars. And
there you go.
And we
go.
Can start there.
Matt Damon.
I can do a three-hour podcast.
Dude, that was a...
What's he say? He's like, call me pirate like...
Yeah, yeah.
Team America?
Team America.
Yes!
We were... Suicide Squad last night, and the new Matt Damon movie comes up with Great Wall. And my kids, as soon as they say Matt Damon, my kids look at me and go, Matt Damon?
Yes! You've raised your kids well.
I have raised them well.
All right, well, while we finish up the labyrinth, I've got another beer for us. This is from our buddies at White Oak Brewing in Bloomington. Actually, they're Normal. Sorry.
Blono, yes. It's like saying, is it Minneapolis or St. Paul? Just say Minneapolis, right. St. Paul, and then you cover your bases.
This is seems legit. It is a Belgian-style ale. Brian told me that Harlan? This was, Ballard.
The actual brewer.
Told me this was their first time making it. And they tasted it, and right off the get-go, they were like, this seems legit. So that's what they called it.
Was it too legit to quit?
I don't know.
I just had them about two weeks ago. 100%.
Yeah, White Oak. Weird. White Oak makes some good stuff.
I just had one the other night.
It tastes great. That's
Llama Llama.
Rama Llama Ding Dong.
Whoa. This beer seems legit.
Yeah, totally.
Jesus.
Too legit. God. I know the
That's
Fox.
What happens when you record back.
I had the
back.
Casual Jesus.
Casual Jesus and the Res Ipsa something or Loquitur. That's what I had at the Fox that was on tap.
Where's the bottle? It's floating around.
Oh, yeah, the bottle.
This is called
around.
What? And what type of style
is this? This is a Belgian style.
Belgian?
I got this at Hy-Vee in Bloomington because they do not sell their stuff at Fryer Tuck.
Okay, so the
at Benny's. At Benny's.
Yeah.
They sell it at Fryer Tuck and Hy-Vee. You can't get it at Benny's.
Belgian style ale. Style ale. I have a problem with that first off, okay?
You're doing selfie mode.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I hate to go geek on that, but first off, when you have a Belgian ale, you talk Belgian candy sugar. And this has a little bit of that. I will no doubt that. But what a style.
Little shit's got a stand
in
everything.
Yeah, sorry, kid.
Well,
come
because
on.
They're
this
not Belgian, so you can't call it. It's like champagne.
Fitch
you can't
agree
call
with
it
here.
Champagne
yeah.
style.
Are you getting the candy
champagne.
Sugar off of this?
I'm kind of a Shemansky here, getting a little cat piss, a little New Zealand.
Good day, mate.
I whispered in his ear because I didn't want like someone from White House to listen to it. But it's like the smell was almost this cat pissy smell.
Yeah.
And I told him that, and I was like, it's weird because it's not in a bad way.
No,
so
I'm not.
It smells good. It's got like some hoppy, but some. That's a baby in our studio.
Yeah, that's your kid.
It's like a little bit of hoppy, but like the Belgian. But I love the flavor.
Yeah. No, it is definitely
Hudson, what
delicious.
Do you think?
Hudson doesn't care for it.
Hudson, I don't think cares.
I'm going to say, I always judge beers on like how I would feel when I'm cutting the lawn or after I'm cutting the lawn.
Oh, this would be a great one.
What about when you're mowing?
This is a great one after.
Yeah, if you're mowing the lawn, what do you think?
If you're mowing the lawn, that's a reference to giving cunnilingus.
Maybe that's like a thing like pop or soda. Like, do you
as
say
I said, cutting the lawn.
If you're mowing the lawn.
Yeah, mowing the
lawn. You say cunnilingus rice?
Usually I go for a nice bourbon after.
Cunnilingus?
Cunnilingus rice.
You guys into those Here Come the Mummies? Kind of lean.
Another addition to our studio audience.
Flannelmouth Tyler just walked in. Another drunken
Lullaby's
favorite.
And he's wearing men's clothing, unlike last time he was here. He had the half women, half men.
No, this is a delicious beer. It's light, it's flavorful.
Like
it's definitely like Mark said, it's a lawnmower beer in some ways. Yep. Really, for a bomber.
It's not a fucking sour. That's the good thing.
No, it's not.
You don't like the sours.
And I could say that, but it's also not a true Belgian style ale because it doesn't really like encapsulate just that sugary sweet taste.
This is a style. It's not a Belgian ale.
I'm not giving them a lot of room on that.
You know
what? Okay?
Because I had their saison and I liked it, and I like this.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Belgians. I usually find them too spicy.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of Belgians because they're usually too banana for me.
I really like this.
This is a great beer. Yeah, I'm not denying it. I do like the beer.
And I felt bad saying the cat pissy thing because it sounds bad. But yeah, you're right. Did you say like it's like that New Zealand? Zealand-y, yeah, kind of like Sauvignon or whatever the hell hop it is.
Schlafly's tea hop beer.
Yep.
That was delicious.
The Tasmanian IPA is amazing.
Do they still make that? I haven't had it.
Yeah, they do.
It's seasonal.
When it pours, it's like, whoa, this looks super light.
That is one of my favorite Schlafly beers.
I would agree with you on that.
And then you drink and you're like, oh no, it's like totally deceitful.
That beer, and I love their pumpkin beer, I won't lie, because I'm a sucker for the pumpkin beers and I love them, and that makes up, their pumpkin beer makes up, I think it's about 10%.
Have you had the double bean?
Total year sales. They
double bean blonde?
Oh, yeah, wow. It's good.
Dude, that's a great beer.
It is good.
For the summertime, if you want some, you know, chocolate coffee, and you don't have to drink a stout.
Our next one, it's already starting to sweat in the can. Kevin, did you bring this one?
I did.
All right, this is the Penrose Taproom IPA.
Sounds like a joke there, sweat.
6.8%. You got a sweaty can. Monkey butt galore. This is a tropical fruit hop aroma with a crisp, dry finish. And then there's a government warning. So this is out of Geneva, Illinois. The Geneva Convention. There's an audible fart.
I don't know if that was audible.
Blame it
Sorry
on...
Sorry to all the...
The dog?
Blame it on Hudson.
Hudson or
is
the
this
dog?
Be available anytime soon?
Yeah, what's the story on this,
Paquito,
Kevin?
They will not be coming down here anytime soon. I know.
Oh, we have an unhappy studio guest.
Oh. He's unhappy because the beer is not available.
Yes.
Like he must leave.
Yeah. He's been grabbing for glasses all afternoon.
Did you want
him
to?
Tyler, you can hop in on Blake's spot. If you want.
Would you like to take a look at what I brought you?
Oh, we have Outlaw.
Oh, nice. I like the
Cherokee.
I like
Choctaw.
Anybody loses their chair has to give it up. I like
his
it.
Baby's a Chippewa. Yeah,
I'm Skull Creek Pale Ale.
So, like Donald Trump, you hate babies.
No, I like babies.
Get that baby out of here. Get that baby out of here.
Don't you have any manners?
No, we're playing musical chairs.
You love babies. Get that baby out of here.
I'm sorry. So Tyler, welcome back. we're drinking the.
I've already been drinking my beer.
Yeah, this is an IPA.
Really?
Dope. Kevin's supposed to be telling us about it.
Kevin, tell us about it.
I just happened to throw it in my glass and bring it into the room.
Okay.
I'm going to say I don't really.
Well, where's Geneva, Illinois? Can you even answer that question?
Geneva's
are they part of
Chicago.
The Geneva Convention?
Yes. I believe they are. Yes.
Yeah.
Just south of the uterus.
South of the uterus? Okay.
South of the uterus, all right. 6.8% alcohol by volume.
Oh.
Tropical fruit hop aroma. Right. Yeah, no, you lost
for
it.
For 1 minute.
Fish crying.
We love babies. Get that baby out of here.
What? Blake, honestly, that's you're loud enough. You could stand on the other side of the room and we would still hear you. What is that, Go-Gurt?
My son wants to eat his squash, peas, and pears blend.
Oh.
I will say this.
Is that pear well?
It's not a lot of IBUs in this because it's not very,
no,
it's not overly hoppy.
No.
Which I like because I'm not a big,
very,
I'm not a big fan of hops. And they do say with a crisp, dry finish, and I have to say it does have a nice...
Yeah, it is tough when you start mixing all these beers and you go from the Belgian style to this. It does have a nice sweetness to it.
Yeah.
And it's definitely fruity.
See, I thought the Belgian style was way more hoppy than this.
I would agree with that, yeah. Yeah,
this is got a clean feel. The Belgian style is very hoppy.
I concur.
That's because that was the first thing I got.
You concur, doctor?
I concur.
A little bit of that Belgian smoke.
Now, is this going to be part of the brewer's line in the near future?
No.
No.
We
this is just a,
that's what I was wondering.
This is just just something you picked up.
Yeah, it's good.
Out of market.
Yes.
And brought
good finish
down.
On it. Clean and...
Penrose and Geneva, which I believe is west of Chicago.
Geneva is...
Okay. Yeah, you're the Chicago guy. You actually know better than us.
He's the guy with the ratty Cubs shirt. Look at that ratty Cubs shirt.
Obviously, I'm in South PA.
Everybody,
this shirt was 1911.
No. Everybody was asking Mark if his Cubs shirt was from the last time they won a World Series, but it is not. So,
well, that's what he says.
That's what he says.
Do you think they had like polo shirts in the 1900s?
Hey, Mark,
they
back
were
in
dignified
the day,
back
they
then.
Wore suits to ball games.
Mark, who's leading the NL Central right now? Do you know? Because I haven't checked the standings in a while.
It's the Chicago Cubs.
Is it? Okay.
Is it Chicago?
But they only have like a one game lead, right?
But as I say on the radio, I have my floaties on. I'm not diving in the deep end.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
I'll be excited when they win the World Series.
You know, it's. For so many years of my life, I fell in love with a girl in March.
Yeah.
And then by July, she was standing in the corner of Clark and Addison with her tip of her high heel just on my heart, just grinding it into the street corner.
That sounds very uncomfortable.
That was the Cubs for the 35 years that I followed him.
And he's and he's now single.
Yeah.
The good part about you guys didn't get the symbol.
Oh, I got it.
The sexiest girl in the world.
Oh, it wasn't an actual
every
girl.
March.
Okay. Sorry.
The good part about it is at least the Cardinals have trouble with him.
Anyway, let's go back out of
baseball. Let's go to the baseball.
Sorry, politics, stay away. We're talking beer.
They put a dump right in the middle of St. Louis, and they named it Busch Stadium. I was like, what the hell?
See, I'm not a hater.
We promise we're not trying to see Paul McCartney. But baseball is worse than politics, okay?
My least favorite customer when I worked at the bar for 5 years was a Cardinal fan and a Packer fan, so double whammy. That's probably why I resent
that's
him.
That's pretty rough.
I'm getting that little Shemansky kid.
Not only that, but he didn't tip.
He was a Cardinal and a Packer
get him
fan.
Get a I'm Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
I am Aaron Rodgers. I hear that on a regular basis.
See that, dude.
You do look like Aaron Rodgers.
Just without the State Farm commercials.
Studio guest Jared Dona can confirm
but you have a girlfriend.
That I have people come into the bank and think I look like Aaron.
Somebody got that.
What? Oh, yeah, right? No, yeah. I don't have a beard? Is that
no,
what you're saying?
No.
I have a beard, but I don't
have
any.
Have a
can
beard?
You tweet that and demand more beer?
Yes, as I said, you have a girlfriend.
Yes, and I
moving
think,
on, moving
I think,
on.
Yes,
moving on.
I'm with Mark on that one.
We're gonna go to...
He has a beard.
Not that there's anything wrong.
His name is Brianna.
He has a girlfriend.
Just come on
his name is Brianna.
Aaron Rodgers is... They think he's in the closet. So, anyway.
That's what I say. Your beard's name
just
is Brianna.
Just like
Brianna.
You.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's your beard.
This is my beard.
Brianna's your beard. Yes.
Anyway,
our band of the week on Drunken Lullabies this week is a... band that Mark is familiar with.
All right, who
good, thank God, because I was getting nervous.
It's Saints of Valerie.
Huh? Valerie!
No, that's Steve Wonder.
Now, how did they get chosen as the band of the week?
I'm the same boy I used to be.
That's
sorry.
The look of disappointment.
I had to zoom in on that
you should have heard what they were throwing out the laugh.
Because I was going to
talk about musicals and shit.
I'm going to get in on the band
of the week.
No, he's not. I don't know if Saints of Valerie would be...
They're indie.
But have they put out a new record this week?
They haven't put out anything super recent. They have had a recent song, and we were actually talking about them earlier this week.
Yeah, but that was a very brief.
I would
like to see you and Mark have like a music trivia.
Dude, that'd be sweet.
Because like I thought I knew music. Like,
I want to get in on that. I feel like I got some music to throw in.
I know way more. Like I feel like they're so dumb. They know so little about music. And then, like, I met Dustin, and I was like, whoa, someone knows more music than I do? So, and
Dustin's got, like,
obviously,
the fringe.
You know,
I think he would probably beat me, because...
I don't know, Mark.
He gabbles.
No, he's being humble right now. He's doing that rope-a-dope right now.
Mark's like the humble guy.
I'm thinking about my age compared to his age and the
that's an advantage.
The brain cells that I've lost over the years.
You've forgotten more than he'll ever know. Right?
Only one of us was at the Foo Fighters show at the Cubby Bear.
That's true.
What? With Naked Ray Gun.
Foo Fighters did a show at
Ray
the
Gun
Cubby Bear.
Oh, they didn't play. Yeah,
Foo Fighters did a show at the Cubby Bear?
Yeah.
They showed
it I was at
what?
Alkaline Trio down the road at the Metro. And this guy.
I know Alkaline Trio.
I bet you feel so dumb right now.
No, I enjoyed the show I was at.
How long ago was that?
Couple years ago.
I'm trying to think of the name.
Was that just
heard,
like totally unannounced or something?
It was right before Sonic Highways.
Yeah,
and in
it,
fact,
was
it was
promoting Sonic Highways.
It was the
Highways.
Premiere of the first episode of Sonic Highways on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were doing these
dropping
gigs.
Is that all about
gigs.
Chicago, or it's about one city?
So
no,
every
yeah,
city
yeah.
they...
Or no, it's about...
Every episode
yeah.
that they... did about a city. So
yeah.
the first one was Chicago.
And this guy was
at
the
then
Chicago.
They did a show in Chicago.
Yeah.
Did you have like an insider tip on that? Or did you just
he works at 99.9.
Okay.
So he's all involved with that.
The head of the radio station. That he was just at Lollapalooza last weekend.
I know.
Interviewing
oh, yeah.
all these bands.
I totally elbowed a dude and got in.
Yes.
Boom.
So like a
Chicago attitude right there.
Peoria, boom.
Saints of Valerie is our band of the week.
Okay.
They played down on the riverfront.
30 minutes later, we get to that.
And
they actually,
a year and a half ago,
they actually
show
had the distinction of being the first band at the 99.9 Discovery concert.
Yes,
series.
And it was a great concert. I took my daughter, the kiddo.
You were the only guy there then.
Whatever. it was a great show. They unfortunately they were on a major label. They it's a tale as old as time, like Beauty and the Beast.
Seriously, do it. Come on, Schmansky.
We already sang a Disney
song. I'm a little
rough on
my
Is this fucking show tunes or?
I might just be on gas.
It is. It is.
And yeah, so we're gonna play.
Let's start talking about,
we're gonna play a song
City.
That is related to. To their album coming out, a long time coming.
Barely even friends.
Nice one.
Exactly. So this
Come on,
is
you do it.
Somebody.
This,
unexpected.
This is Saints of Valerie on Drunken Lullabies with Long Time Coming. That was Saints of Valerie with Long Time Coming. And here's a beer that Hippie
hang
has
on,
been waiting
on.
A long time
There's
to drink.
There's a new Teenage Fan Club single out. So
oh, yeah. Let's,
that
do that.
Be the,
let's do that.
The song of the week. But you maybe you can
so?
Play that in the next break. Is there? Do you
I
play?
Don't know. I would have to get a hold
is
of them.
Is this the same Teenage Fan Club from like...
It's Merge. I know Mac. If he sees
okay.
you, just tell him Mark Algini.
What's the name of the song?
I don't remember off the top of my head because
wow.
I just heard it today.
We'll go check
must,
it out. Okay.
Come on.
But there's a new Teenage Fan Club song out. Merge Records, it's coming
Mark,
out
there's
October.
So many bands I would love to play on this show, but what we
it's
do...
It's Merge Records. I knew Mac and Laura when they were making pizzas at Pepper's Pizza. And
you need to hook me up with Bob Mould, then? We need to get...
Bob Mould?
Yes.
Let's do some
sugar. Talking
Come
Merge.
On.
And Bob,
he's
Mac.
Talking about Merge. Come on.
Oh, that's right, he is.
He is on Merge. We can do a Husker Du episode.
Yeah, let's do it.
We can talk...
Warehouse Songs
he,
of record.
Bob doesn't drink.
He worked in wrestling. But he worked for WCW.
Bob doesn't drink.
We
can talk
so much.
He totally
did. No, he did not.
He worked in WCW.
After Husker Du broke up, he started writing wrestling.
Yeah, he sold his soul is what I heard there.
Yeah. No.
All right, well,
he's always been a big wrestler. He also had a house music club in like a night in Washington, D.C. He played all techno house music. He's a huge house music fan.
Yo, I know. Bob Mould's Body of Song.
That was kind of his coming off of his club night every Sunday in D.C.
That's what the kids are listening
to. He's gay, so they know.
The kids are not listening to that, okay? It's the old men.
So anyway, our next beer, we're drinking. I have saved this.
Oh, you did?
I brought this.
Is it fresh?
I haven't even drank
anything in a while. It seems pretty fresh.
It is fresh. Hippie.
See, I get a lot more coffee than the last one.
Hippie, I was waiting for you to get here so you can drink it. It's the Coffee Break Abduction. This is from Pipeworks, another fantastic Chicago brewery.
Absolutely.
10.5%.
One of the best.
We've had some abductions on the show before. We may have another one in the future. But this is the coffee one, which I'm not a huge coffee fan.
Is this a 2016?
Yes. We literally bought it.
That shit right there.
Well, I'll forget.
He's catching up with the Rothbard.
We got it at Benny's about a month ago, and I've just held on to it.
And thank God for Benny's getting
shout out to Anthony, the kid.
Anthony Rizzo. I love him.
Yeah, Anthony Rizzo.
Here's Anthony Rizzo.
I think I met him on my last podcast.
There we go.
I know he is, but I'm not sure.
Freckles is here.
Hi, Freckles.
How does Anthony Rizzo fit into this?
Oh, okay. He's some kind of a guy.
He works at Benny's, right?
Benny's.
He works at Benny's.
I'm not sure.
On the side.
When he's not playing first base for the Cubs, he works at Benny's.
Maybe so. Anthony Mischler.
I thought he had a title.
Anthony Mischler, Anthony Rizzo, it's all the same.
Same thing. This is the Coffee Break Abduction. Thoughts?
All right. I love everything. A lot of coffee.
It's pepper.
I love everything Pipeworks does.
Well, yeah. But that's coffee. That's indicative of coffee.
I had the pleasure of visiting the original Pipeworks Brewery on Western Avenue in Chicago.
Peppery flavor is indicative of
coffee.
Great
bunch
of people.
I'm not a coffee nerd, so I can't tell you why.
No, that's cool because... here, let me do the selfie.
Oh,
check myself while I do a selfie.
Oh, Groucho is recording himself the entire podcast.
Oh, absolutely. We're doing a vidcast.
We're doing a vidcast
while we do the oddcast.
This is so
I'll probably release this before we do the oddcast, so you're screwed.
You're going to ruin it for our four listeners.
Oh, yes. coffee beer, it definitely has that rich coffee taste. When I think of like coffee beers that really hammer out the coffee taste, I think of Schlafly Coffee Stout.
Yep.
Exactly, right? That is probably the worst.
He always tells me,
dude, $7.98 for a six pack of beer. Are you fucking kidding me? It's delicious.
Yeah, the podcasting god is leaving.
Oh.
The podcasting god.
It was like,
the babies are crying.
No.
Bye, Blake.
Bye,
nice to meet you,
god.
Man.
Oh, shit. Look who's coming up at the doorway.
I have no idea.
Biggie.
Oh, special guest?
The Jew.
It's Biggie.
Oh, the Jew. Okay,
we recorded this. Okay,
that's documented. Yes.
So when I think about coffee beers, I think about Schlafly Coffee Stout, and there is a beer. While it is thin in consistency, it does have that coffee taste. So you don't grab a whole bunch of other stuff along with the coffee. You just get raw coffee along with kind of a watery taste. This beer has the coffee taste, but there's this has a little pepperiness next to it. It's not just like a true coffee beer, which is like throwing coffee grounds at you. This has a nice, nice little bit of tinge of pepper to it to me.
That's why Pipeworks is one of the best breweries in the world.
I love them.
And Mark sums it up with that. I like it.
What I like about Pipeworks is that they have, like, it seems like they have a new beer every week.
Hey, it's Jeff.
Yeah, they play.
For good or for bad, they
Jeff
might be
more
they like to play around.
But it's like, I love Founders.
Yeah,
Founders have solid beers, and they make great stuff, and what they do well.
And there's
but, like,
Biggie.
Founders, you
but,
get maybe a new beer a year.
But, dude, they're talking about right now that... They're talking about the death of, like, the core beer, you know?
Are they?
Like, yeah, the core beer of, like, you know, okay, I got a pale ale, I got an IPA, I got a porter. People want one-off beers and stuff anymore. They want specialty.
Pipeworks is very much in that kind of philosophy of Alinea, which is a restaurant, three-star Michelin-starred restaurant in Chicago.
Three-star? That's bullshit, man. We got to go five-star Michelin. Come on.
Sir Butson.
You show me a five-star Michelin-star restaurant. A three-star. So they think in the sense of you've got to keep challenging yourself. That
exactly,
it's
yeah.
boring to do the same beer. You're not doing a greatest hits. You're constantly trying to challenge yourself as a brewer, as well as challenge.
Revolutionize.
Yeah, that's a good, yeah, that's a good point about that. I didn't know that was good. If you do beer well, and you know you can sell
I've
it.
I've hung out with the early brewers of Pipeworks, and that's the philosophy of the owners. It's the philosophy of the people that they hire, is that they're challenging themselves and their drinkers to try to create something
it's
better.
It's a great idea, though, because...
And so they're not sticking
if
with
you always
that
do the
one
same thing,
thing,
and you know what you're doing,
yeah,
that's
it's a great advice.
But you're not...
Like,
you're not... Yeah, you're right. You're not challenging yourself.
It's kind of like a podcast.
Well, Dustin and I had the...
it makes
one
me know...
It supposed to taste like a Dark and Stormy. I don't know if you already heard it, it's just dark rum, ginger beer.
Nice.
Yeah. I think maybe like lime or
yeah.
beer.
Yeah.
But I was like, this beer is supposed to taste like a Dark and Stormy. And I was had low expectations, and we tasted it. I was like, wow, it does taste like a Dark and Stormy, but I really like this beer. And it was weird, and I've never had any beer like that, but it was awesome. And that doesn't, there's not often that you have that. It's like, wow, this perfectly mimics the mixed drink. But I enjoy drinking this.
I never had that version. I never had that.
It's really cool. And I think it was called Dark and Stormy.
They still make it. Yeah, you can find it.
All right.
And something
not in Peoria.
Not in Peoria. No, no, no. You have to find in Bloomington.
If you're lucky in Bloomington.
Something you can find in Pekin on the FCF network is the show Couch Pilots.
I thought you were going to say
meth. And this is a fellow show on the FCF network. And
what is the FCF network?
That's the Fakakta Comedy Fun House
Network.
That's our network. And here is a little word from our friends at Couch Pilots.
Hey everyone, Jason here from your favorite Fakakta Comedy Fun House programs. If you're enjoying this show, I have a feeling you're also going to enjoy the podcast Couch Pilots. Myself and the podcasting god, Blake Clayton... take a break from the grind and sit down on our favorite Davenport every week to watch and discuss some of the most odd and misunderstood television pilots of the past. There is such a treasure trove of bizarre viewing out there, and we're just the jerks to dig them up and make a show about it. Watch along with us and join in the conversation. Find us at fcfnetwork.com or rate the show and subscribe in iTunes or your podcast app of choice. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, I don't remember what we were on break for. I think it was for Couch Pilots.
Smokes.
Yeah.
Couch Pilots.
Who's Couch Pilots?
It's yours.
But we're back on Drunken Lullabies. We have some new guests. We've got Nearly Silent Nick.
Hello, everyone.
We got Big E.
Hey, what's up?
We have Flannel Mouth Tyler.
Hey.
And then Groucho.
Hello.
And Mark. We need to come up with a more creative name for you, Mark.
He's Mark from 99.
Mark Dark.
Mark Dark.
That was
Mark
one of my
Dark.
Earliest radio names.
Okay, well, there you go. Mark Dark.
Stevens Crossing, by the way, was the soap opera that Sarah Michelle Gellar was in.
Okay.
Where she first kind of discovered her inner bitch. was awesome in that. It was the campiest teenage soap opera.
Oh, and hey, it's Caramel Jeff.
And, wow.
And well before.
Wow. I think it was Caramel. Hello.
No, just say caramel. Wow.
Caramel.
You can't just say caramel.
Mocha.
Caramel?
Mocha Jeff. I like
Mocha Jeff. All right.
Jeff Mocha.
We go way back to when we worked for the Postal Service together. We're still waiting on the Flannel Fabio to arrive.
Still waiting on some mail.
Is he coming?
Yeah. No, he's coming. Jason will be here, the bottle cap kid.
The bottle cap.
But right now we're drinking a different variation of the beer we just drank a little bit ago. This is the Cherry Truffle Abduction from Pipeworks. This is 10.5%, and this is basically what we were drinking before, but there's, like, cherry truffles and stuff.
Ooh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, I've had this one before. I don't know if anybody else has had it.
I've never had it. It's something, like, when I drink beer like this, I want to see if I can, do a reduction of this and pour it over.
A reduction of the abduction.
And then pour it over, like, a nice dessert.
Okay. It's very what kind of dessert would you put this on?
It could be vanilla ice cream on pound cake.
Nice French vanilla would be wonderful with this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a cherry stout.
It's an imperial stout with cherries, cacao nib, and vanilla.
Yeah, so there's chocolate and vanilla. So that's perfect for dessert, you know?
Yeah.
This would be something, if you can reduce it and get a little thickness out of it, it'd be great over, like, a dessert.
Yeah. Now, Nearly Silent Nick, it's been a while since you've been on. Oh, hey, it's Beer Mansky. He decided to join us.
Hello.
We have, we're drinking the Cherry Truffle Abduction. There you go. Get yourself a little.
I've had a beer from
the... Did you swig from the bottle?
Like,
their abduction series.
Yeah.
I get notes of cherry and truffle.
It's fantastic, but the cherry one, I like.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the tough part on that, when you say cherry truffle, you're expecting chocolate with a bit of dryness on it. It does capture that, and then you throw a little fruit on it. I think actually this is a really good
title.
When you say cherry truffle, I don't expect it normally to get in a beer. This one does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the dessert. There's line a little left for the peanut
gallery. High Forge does it again.
So they've... They're pretty solid. I'm glad we can at least get them in Bloomington. They haven't made their way to the Peoria area, but Freckles works a block away from Benny's in Bloomington at the moment. So
who's Freckles?
That's Brianna.
Oh, wow, okay. Way to go, Laura. Way to go, party foul.
That'd be the lady of the house. Feel?
Got
it. I wasn't
who made those ribs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. I'm a little voice starstruck right now. Is this Mark Alghany?
This is Mark from 1999.
Yeah, I listen to him every day.
Like, exactly.
Nice. Sounds very familiar.
Well, that's good. I got one listener.
Oh, no, I'm two. I'm easily two.
That's two. Yeah,
all
two,
both yeah. of them are here today.
All right.
I tweet you every morning.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, I tried to get Matt
for content.
I tried to get Matt Rixner to come out. You guys could have done a little Kegs and Eggs on Drunken Lullabies. But
it could have been fun.
Yeah. He was busy, so.
Rixner.
Yeah, they had the Central Waters tapping
they
yesterday
did.
Out at the Ooh. Fox.
I they had the sure. maple syrup barrel aged Central
now
Waters.
Now you said bacon rimmed glasses.
Whoa.
Now was that? Just
that sounds amazing.
No, no,
was that serious?
It was like
dipped,
a bonus round.
Dipped, and I didn't. I disagreed with this.
Okay.
I wanted to do something different.
How do you rim a glass with bacon bits?
He dipped it in maple syrup.
That's exactly what I guessed.
Then dipped it into an all natural bacon bed.
Okay.
I wanted to. Like pulverize the bacon and dust the tops of the beer with bacon dust.
Just
like a margarita glass.
Not even on the rim because there was maple in the beer.
Right.
The maple rim kind of took away from the taste of the beer because you were tasting maple as soon as you sipped.
Right.
Where I just wanted to take bacon and just dust it right on the head.
And everybody here knows a maple rim job. It's a bit intense the first time. The flavor profile.
No, I don't know, but if you say so,
is
it's mostly the consistency it gets people.
So, but it was a nice beer, but it was difficult. It was difficult to taste the beer when you're gumming right off the top with a maple taste.
I always said gumming.
It's a gumming maple rim job.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
That's not going to be the episode.
I can't say that on the radio.
No.
We have an explicit tag on iTunes.
We never heard any of that.
The FCC will not be knocking down my door, Mark.
They never will because it's a podcast.
Exactly.
You don't have a license from the FCC. I do.
You do. No. All right. Well,
yeah.
I'm a government.
You're getting served
business.
Right now. This is just happening.
No, no, this is good. I'm glad I have this.
This is disastrous.
The Titanic is close to
the episode.
Okay. Leave me alone, Mark.
No, I'm glad we.
The
have
FCC Mark doesn't give a shit about you, Dustin.
He doesn't. You know what? I'm glad. I'm glad I'm off.
Small potatoes.
I'm off their radar.
No, it's not. It's got nothing to do with
nothing,
that,
Dustin.
It's got nothing to do with that. It's. Radio is licensed by the government.
It is.
I'm good.
So it is.
Sounds like a big conspiracy to me.
Hippies got a plate.
We have to serve the community.
Well, what are you eating?
It's making me hungry.
Dude,
I'm going to get the hippie got going on.
Somebody made some pickled, I don't know, whatever is pickled up there.
That would be Deanna.
You got to try a little bit of everything.
A little pickled Deanna?
Awesome.
All right.
Ribs are great. Potatoes.
I like
this. I'm a meat and potato guy.
Yeah.
The
potatoes and the ribs.
I love pickles, so
I bet. Yeah,
I mean, that's what I got.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, hippie approves of the food. On that note, I think we're gonna cut
very short, very sweet.
Yeah, we're gonna cut to another song from our band of the week. This is Saints of Valerie, and this is their song "Kids," because the kids are in ribs and shit and salsas and pickled things. So,
potatoes.
So this is Saints of Valerie on Drunken Lullabies with Kids.
We were just kids, with our hopes, with our dreams, with our faults. We were just boys, runner, we love it. With our hopes, with our dreams, with our faults, we were just boys. Runaway love in a ghost town of hearts. Welcome to my story, to the story of my life. I won't leave you behind. I won't leave you in the dark. So, so take me. Won't you take me back to the start? The train tracks and sparks. To the train tracks and
kids, Saints of Valor singing about kids. Don't touch kids inappropriately.
Oh, by the way, the Cubs won today.
Congratulations,
wow.
Mark.
Good for that.
That's going to be good such old news by the time.
Don't as excited.
He's all about that shirt.
Big E, wherever he may be, he's wearing a Cubs hat. But it's now time for our sponsor spotlight.
Sports
That's right, because Beer Mancy's
gone. Yeah, Beer Mancy's gone, so I have to do this on my
sucks.
Own. Yeah, he's got a toddler, and he's just like, I don't have to drink anymore, whatever. So, I'm down here doing the show on my own, but I'm used to that because he hasn't been on for 3 weeks.
See that guy?
So
he's by himself right now.
I am.
Yeah, I've heard that about 38 times.
What a
All right, well, this is a sponsor spotlight. This is the Cerise Stout Imperial. We've drank this on the show before on Valentine's Day. But it wasn't a sponsor spotlight. It was just a pull a beer out of my ass beer. And this...
It sure doesn't taste like it.
No, it doesn't. This is 11%. Because literally every beer we've drank on the past two episodes has been almost double digits. So this is a totally radical chocolate-like aroma. Masks subtle notes of cherries and oak as a prelude to amped up flavors of rich, bitter, dark chocolate malt combined with tart cherries and oak tannins that most definitely electrify this Belgian-style Imperial Stout smooth, silky body and bone-dry finish. Cheers, it says. Yes, let's drink some Cerise.
All right.
It's like the ghost song.
Yes, like the song Ghost BC
Marcus
sings.
Marcus is texting there.
They're not a 99.9 band. They're more a 105.7 The X band.
No.
Ghost.
But yeah, they're brilliant, though.
Yeah. Did you go to see their show at
so
the castle?
Good.
No, I did
Tyler
not, because it was
there.
A midweek show,
oh,
and,
so
and
good.
I have to wake up early. But
oh,
dude,
you weak.
I do like, I think the other radio station in town doesn't play enough Ghost.
I agree.
I think they're like really a stupid fucking radio station for not playing.
I completely agree.
It's like, dude, like Matt, everything. It's
Matt
like,
Bahan, we're calling you out.
I'm calling you out, dude. What the fuck do you think you're doing?
He does. He still. Jesus.
I mean, it's like the band is like everything. Everybody
Bahan's been
wants
around for
like
28 years in fucking Peoria. I don't even know if that guy.
No, he
doesn't relate to me. I'll tell you that.
But they like Buck Cherry.
Oh my God!
So.
Wow,
which was a drama-rama fucking ripoff. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
No, they had Buck Cherry.
Anyway, get back to the point. Yeah. They should be playing more Ghost.
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Less Kaleo, more Ghost.
I'm sorry,
Ghost.
I brought it up. Kaleo. Okay.
No, I think fucking Ghost is awesome.
Kaleo is more your style.
Yeah, exactly. You're all about Kaleo. So yeah,
but like Ghost is more his style. He should be. Yeah. I would love to play Ghost. Unfortunately, I don't think the audience would get Ghost as much as I do.
Yeah.
Dude, he's Uncle Rico.
I bet you're going to throw the football over the mountain.
Think about it.
Pigskin, man.
Just think about it. Drink your beer.
Hey,
beer. Think about what I just said.
Beermanski.
Yes,
with the Jamaica sweatshirt.
He's talking to Carmel Jeff.
Hey, look you can see down his shirt. Look at that Beermanski titty.
Wow.
Who's dying?
We're drinking our sponsor Spotlight.
Oh God.
It's nice.
Sponsor Spotlight. So
this is a cerise.
Still rocking.
I've never had this except for on the show and a time before that.
Yes.
And dude, I gotta say, you know, it's for distill a stout.
For distill. What?
I said
Black Angel stout. Okay.
I've never had a stout.
They've had some great stouts. They have a stout. They haven't really shot the one Phobab. I know that.
No, I'm not saying
Phobab.
Dos Vidania.
No, they won.
Dos Vidania.
They're 2014 Dos Vidania.
They've had stout there in the past. But you're right.
They have. And I don't go to the still.
But I know what he's saying.
I don't buy the still. But I do know they're known for their stouts. That's where their wheel
is. I'll backmark there.
But this is a really nice stout.
This is
I'm not
probably,
dissing them. No.
This might be my favorite of their stouts.
I'm not dissing them.
I can't disagree with them.
I
listen to him on the radio. I trust his.
I can't disagree. Anything he says, just because
I listen to Barack Obama all the time at the fucking pedestal too, but I don't trust him. Okay, sorry.
The quick kiss from the sponsors.
I'm not always in the middle age, but when I am, their name Mark out. Just saying.
Mark, last episode, our band of the week was the Temperance Movement.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love those guys.
They were a solid band.
It's like the Faces and the Stones.
Yeah.
And
I said the singer,
John
Mayall, he reminded me of Liam Gallagher meets Mick Jagger on stage.
You did say that.
I said the same thing. That's so weird.
You weren't even there, fucker.
They was. He was there at that episode.
Thank you.
No, he was at the episode.
Thank you,
Eric. He wasn't at the show.
Anybody watch Shameless?
Shameless?
Liam Gallagher's the little black kid on Shameless.
From Oasis? I love that dude. Wait, what? No?
I don't know.
This is rough. This episode is fucking rough. This is sandpaper.
Well, what I want...
Wait, you're saying that we did episodes back-to-back and the second one wasn't as good? That's weird. That's weird.
I would never know that.
I wasn't asked for the first one.
You just didn't get here for him.
Are my episodes still the best ones? Like the most downloaded?
If you count this one, no.
Yeah, that's right.
Your average is dropped. Yeah. We don't know. We're just guessing.
And you get the old Tyler bump going on.
I'll talk to my people. We have ribs on the menu tonight? Oh, there's ribs. There's garlic potatoes. There's green beans.
How did you do
it? We have Kippy for an hour.
They were basted in something wrapped in foil.
Did you not do it?
I slow cooked them in the oven for 5 hours.
Did you not do the dry rub, or did somebody
else? No, Freckles.
She's all about
Freckles maintained all that.
So she should be down here to answer my questions.
She should be. Yes, you can ask her when we get upstairs. She's being
the
hostess
girl,
with the mostest.
The pickle
Deanna,
girl.
Deanna. Pickle girl.
She's made an excellent spicy pickle with some Thai red peppers.
Yeah.
I saw
she brought salsa and pickles.
And she said to me that my family for the last 50 years have been doing jardiniere wrong because we we pickle ours in olive oil, and she said we needed some sort of acid in there.
Vinegar.
And I, yeah, vinegar to, yeah. like... And I was like, oh, you're going to get a...
I can't even hear the word olive oil now without somebody's thinking of my coworker, Josie.
Botulism. And I was like, my whole life I never had botulism.
Who the hell can jump your jardiniere recipe? Who the hell is going to criticize that?
But then I realized...
Isn't that a beer by the brewery?
Then I realized we were talking...
Jardiniere?
I realized that we have to make sure everything is below... Like, we have like an eighth of an inch of just pure oil. So everything's sitting in the oil, so there's no air that touches it, so there's no botulism.
But the vinegar works, too.
Dude, vinegar, no.
Dude. It's going to be hard.
Okay, all right. It's all.
It's going to be hard for us to do picks of the week for this episode.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We have different people sitting in for different parts of the show. So, Mark, you haven't been on the show before, so we're just going to do guest questions with you, okay. If that's all right.
Sure.
What is the first craft beer that you remember enjoying?
Now get that off the phone. Off the table. Sorry. People can hear it.
McAmber?
I
oh, this is a pregnant pause. He's got to think about this. Pregnant.
I got to think back to like the 1890s.
Oh, okay.
So, no, you know what? It probably
Did
was
you see
my
Doc Brown.
My ex-wife's brother was making craft beer in college when we were in the 80s, and he made a mead for Christmas. It was really good.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Nice.
I never had
mead.
And
you were a like, homebrewer in the 80s. That was like way more rare than now.
My ex-brother-in-law, who's still my brother-in-law. He's still one of my best friends.
Well, that's cool.
That is cool.
That's
John Strong.
That's awesome.
That's unusual.
Yeah.
To come out of a divorce and still maintain contact with
you, obviously never met my ex-wife.
I have not.
That'll be a whole
she
other
put
podcast.
Her foot into his heart.
No, that's the Cubs.
And my, oh.
I thought that was all a euphemism.
Yeah. That was the Cubs.
All right, what are some of your favorite breweries that you've visited in your travels? I know you're a Chicago guy.
I've been to Pipeworks, both the Western one and their new plant.
Okay.
It's very cool. It's Pipeworks.
Yeah.
I've been to Anheuser-Busch's back in the 80s. That was cool. It was cool, dude. It was
never heard of it, right?
It was
a craft beer fan. Yeah.
As a
to
kid,
go tour it, it would be
yeah,
sweet.
It's just cool to see, you know?
I'm sure it's overwhelming. Like, the amount, like if you see... If you've toured any small craft brewery, it's like, whoa, those barrels look big, you know? And then I'm sure
then
if
you go
to Anheuser-Busch, it's like,
you go to
holy shit, that's bigger than the tallest building in Pekin.
No, it's
South
cool. It's,
Pekin,
you well, know, it's, it was yeah. the biggest brewery in the world. It's St.
Yeah.
Louis.
Oh,
it's history. It's...
Hey, it's Freckles!
It's Freckles!
She made all the food
Freckles
that everybody's
put some
enjoying.
Pants on! Nobody wants to see that right now!
I want to see
poor
it.
Girl.
What?
Poor girl.
Freckles, how did you do your dry rub?
Yeah, they were wanting to know how you prepared the rest of the dry rub.
Trust me, it wasn't dry.
That way.
Oh, you just bought them? Okay. There was no additional seasoning done. Okay.
Wow.
Well, so
that was disappointing.
Yeah. Sorry, so there's a question. I get two brews.
And what this may be tough for you to answer.
Nothing's ever tough.
Hey,
what's your favorite local place to drink? I know you have sponsorship.
I'm gonna say no comment.
Every place
I drink, I have fun.
What
do
you say?
No comment.
If I didn't like the place I was drinking, I wouldn't be there.
That's true. I can okay.
Is
I'll
that
accept
true?
That. I'll accept
Is that,
that.
True?
What's your favorite bar outside of Illinois you've ever been to?
Yeah,
I'm sure
you're
not sponsoring one of those. I hope.
Hey, come on, Mark knows.
Hard
people.
Quest.
My favorite bar outside of Peoria
or Peoria. Okay, outside your sponsorship zone
has always been the Old Town Ale House on North Avenue in Chicago.
There we go.
It's Anthony Bourdain just exposed it to people.
Yeah, cool.
It's got the total fucking bitch. Like, I fucking hate him. The guy who owns it is an artist. He has these amazingly fucked up paintings of nudes and burlesque and Donald Trump with his pants down.
Oh, our future president.
Wow.
Up on the walls.
Make Donald Trump again.
It has Coltrane, Miles Davis, Ella Fitzgerald on the jukebox.
That's cool.
It's right across the street from
Never
Second
heard of
City.
Any of them.
There's Schmansky over the years, all the comedians used to go there. Roger Ebert used to hang out in there. All the college kids used to hang out in there.
Is this the old Tribune hangout? Is that what this is?
No, this is that's the Billy Goat. That's okay, probably okay, my second favorite.
Oh, the Billy Goat Tavern.
Billy Goat Tavern underneath Michigan Avenue.
I've ate a burger and fries
Michigan,
there.
No Pepsi Lower Michigan Coke. Avenue. Yes. But the Old Town Ale House has always been a favorite. It's cash only.
Yeah.
And it's worth checking out.
Cool.
And Bourdain didn't tell
the Bottle Cap kid.
Oh, the Bottle Cap Kid is here. He's drinking here. A Cinco Pathic when he walks in.
Nice.
Look at, oh, and there's a
whoa,
kiss.
Whoa. Wow.
So, yeah, so that was even that's a little
erotic. Flames are recruiting him for the new Burbank.
Okay, Groucho.
Next November.
Yes, we didn't get to these questions with you last episode because we were talking too much.
Yeah, we did chat.
So, let's do these questions with you as well.
Somebody has to hold this camera because I'm recording the whole thing.
That nearly silent Nick, you would be the perfect candidate.
Yeah,
for
Nick,
that.
Thanks.
All right, so.
All right, do I look good? All right, thanks.
So, Eric. Oh,
Groucho, yeah, asshole.
Groucho. As a host of a podcast about beer for the past decade,
how awful was this? On a scale of zero to awful.
It reminds me of my first year, let's just say that, okay?
Wow. What was the first craft beer you remember enjoying?
You know, it wasn't a craft beer, but we were all about
that's not the question.
No. let's be honest about it. So, my first beer that
Red
I
Red Dog?
I'm going to kick your ass, Mark.
No, Leinen Kugel Red Label was the first beer that we drank that was off the reservation from Budweiser Miller.
Is that discontinued recently?
I have no idea. It may be discontinued. So, we drank a lot of that because it was an alt beer. I'm a third-party type of guy. I'm all about whatever is not what everybody else is drinking. So,
okay.
Leinen Kugel Red and White Label was what we drank.
He's an elitist.
No, it wasn't elitist. It was about... fuck the system. That's all okay. I was at. So, Leinen Kugel, people would drive across the border into Pontiac, Illinois. We would drink that stuff because you couldn't get it around here. So,
okay,
that would be the answer. That was
and what are some of your favorite breweries that you have visited?
Well,
you literally flopped your dick on the table and said, "Oh yeah, Stone flew us out for their 10th anniversary."
Yeah. Oh, Carantian.
Oh, yeah, that's nothing.
I got my 20-year-old Carantians.
I had to roll his dick up for him.
Yeah, Greg Cook. Yeah, he's my guy. Anyway,
okay.
Ever heard of him? Like, he started Stone.
What was the question again about who's my favorite?
What are some of your favorite
breweries? No, who's the biggest dick
you've
ever seen?
You know, yeah. You know, so the time I was hanging with Dave Engbers, the founders, you know, whatever. But, actually, you know what's funny? The more you get into this and the more you drink, when we were in Central Illinois, we used to crave anything that would come in this area. The funny thing is, because we're in Central Illinois, we've gotten everything from the East Coast and West Coast. We've grabbed everything. We're in the middle of the whole craft beer revolution. You don't understand, because if you're on the East Coast or the West Coast, you're still starving for
stuff. No, you're true.
Yeah.
As far as like
thanks,
the big
Blake.
No, I will back you up on that. I always tell people, as far as like the big East Coast or West Coast, if you make it big on the East or West Coast, we at least
got it all here
in Illinois.
We got it all.
Like, because, like, you know, like, Green Flash started blowing up out on the West Coast. Like, some of that, you know, like, Stone, any of that, when it started getting popular.
If this guy has any gravitas at all, you believe him, okay? He's basically helping my story.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. No, you're right. In the Midwest,
you're right.
You're in a good spot.
So, this is the funny thing about the Midwest, because we bitched and moaned for, back when I started the podcast, back in the mid-2000s. We had no beer. We got it all. It flooded in.
It's true.
It was crazy. We have everything. So now, you go to a liquor store, you get East Coast, West Coast, you get Midwest stuff that people on the East and West Coast can't get.
It's true.
We actually, in the Midwest, I think, are blessed with some of the best beer selection ever.
We don't get some of, like, because people will complain, like, oh, you didn't get this limited release or this limited release. So you don't get some of, like, crazy releases. But the thing is, like, you get, like, if a beer gets popular on either coast, you get their, at least you're getting their regular beers.
Dude,
whereas, like, people,
you cannot walk
beer.
In, you could walk into Broadway Liquors today, right now at this minute, and get a world-class beer.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
For $10 for 6 packs.
And you can get something from, like, California or something from the East Coast.
And that's where I'm at.
And
we've accomplished our goal. What I set out for back in 2005, we've accomplished. So now, what do you guys capitalize on?
That's my favorite brewery, too.
I love this guy.
Flannel Mouth Tyler is a hit with Groucho. Groucho, you're from Pekin.
Yeah. No, I'm not, but okay.
You are.
I'll go with it.
You are.
By the way.
What's your favorite local place to drink?
I'll drink a McQuetz all day long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Duh.
Freckles and I were there
last
night.
That's like not even...
It's a no-brainer, isn't it?
Are they a beer nerd?
Are they even sponsoring us yet?
If you're from... No, they're not. But Jesus. If you're from Pekin, that's the best place to drink. However...
I don't know where it's going, but I'm going to listen real hard.
The servers
Let's go there. Hey, this is my section.
You're probably going to say what I'm going to say, so go with it.
No, they're on beer menus. So if you're that much of a beer geek, you can use beer menus and you can target some beers you really like.
Which I did.
Okay.
And then she repeated them back to me incorrectly, and I was like, no.
First off, ask for Debbie. Anyway, guys, Debbie is the bartender down there at McQuetz. Ask for her. She'll know what beers are on tap.
Order.
They have great... You know this, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah, you do.
Nearly silent. Nick is aware.
Well, first off, go to a Midwest bar that has a couple craft beers on tap and ask for their recommendations. You're going to find 95% of the bartenders. Exactly. Shemansky's got it. So, there are a few bartenders at McQuetz who know the beers. They have beer menus right there. You can use your app. There are beers. So, if you know what you want, just go to the app. If you're
I want to talk to Samson. I'm in the mood, I said.
Yeah, if you're a complete idiot and you trust the bartender, well, then that's your gig. I'm sorry. I can't help you out, okay?
I agree.
But 75% of it is accounted for. So there you go.
If you're a beer nerd and you know, already go in there knowing, like, every beer, and then you want to talk to the bartender, like, hey, what should I drink? When you know more than that.
I believe.
Like,
there's no beer that's like Uni.
I believe
so
it's
so if you go to your sushi chef and go, how's the uni tonight? He goes, shakes his head no.
Yeah.
You don't order the uni.
Yes.
The beer is like, it's on tap. It's that's it. You know the styles you like. You know the breweries you like. You don't fucking need a waitress to tell you.
Thank you for mentioning uni
because I love it.
I ordered some Ale Syndicate from Chicago.
Ale Syndicate, very good.
And she repeated back.
At McQuetz.
At McQuetz. Okay. And she repeated Dale Syndicate, and I said no. It's at the top of the list. It's
you
like
can
the
blame
second
that on
beer.
The
dude, she doesn't give a shit.
I know.
That's not true.
We
ended up drinking Shiner like Wicked Wicked Ram
thing.
IPA. Whatever.
It's practically the same.
How was it?
You always go with the Ale Syndicate Richie.
Yeah. So no, we. The Richie.
Barrel-aged Richie.
And I enjoyed that thanks to our friend Kevin, who decided to sit out the rest of the show.
Kevin
bought us a bottle.
It's still warm.
You guys are
chilling
it.
It's still warm.
Banks Courtney at the field house. It was a fantastic show.
The word of the
show. The word of the
pussy,
titties.
I think.
Yeah,
okay. Titties, man.
Titties.
Who loves titties?
Me!
This guy hates them. Get him out of here.
He's still got a son.
Is there any other questions?
Jerry Springer, one last thought.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
No, I was thinking that's you. That's.
Oh, I'm Jerry Springer. Okay, one last thought.
Is that like you're signing off, right?
No, I have my own sign off, I can do a Jerry Springer.
But it's not called a one last
funny
thought.
Funny story.
What is it called?
This better be funny.
I've got to be honest.
No, I went to Branson, Missouri.
They don't care.
I went to Branson, Missouri with my parents and my daughter. Jerry Springer was sitting down the aisle from me at Dolly Parton's like Stampede restaurant or something.
Boobies, titty Stampede?
Titty Stampede. Titty Stampede. Dolly Parton's titty Stampede. Jerry Springer was there.
Titties.
And
Yakov Smirnoff.
Yes.
What
a country.
I didn't think he was going to do
what
it.
What a country.
Then, bam! Blue Moon.
Blue Moon.
Andy Williams. Simpsons
reference.
Yes.
Nelson loves Andy Williams.
Yeah. I didn't think he was going to do it, and bam!
Yep. All right. Flat him off, Tyler. Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, sure. God bless you, Tyler.
Anytime.
Where's Kirsten?
That way.
All right.
About 20 leagues north.
All right. Nearly Silent Nick, you held up your end of your nickname.
Hey.
Shut up, Nick. Stop talking. God.
This Andre Arlovsky looking motherfucker over here.
Not so much anymore.
No. Oh, no, you shaved the beard, which made you look even more intimidating.
I must break you.
Steve, you have a very prominent chin.
Yes, you do. And the furrowed brow, like...
Like you don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, you've been wearing a hat all summer, haven't you? Yeah, yeah, I can tell. Well, I also did the St. Jude run last weekend, so I have that headband.
Now you're the asshole.
Thank you.
Yes, it's tantalizing because of fucking cancer.
Cancer, bro.
Yeah, cancer kids. All right, Beermansky.
Groucho hates kids with
thanks
cancer.
Thanks for joining us.
I hate children. I hate them all.
With cancer.
With cancer specifically. Yeah.
Dan specifically.
What a dick.
I prefer abled children, thanks.
Mark Dark.
Yes.
Thanks for joining
us. Thanks for remembering my old punk rock nickname.
No problem. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for having
me. We were originally going to have you in with Marty from Meanwhile Back in Peoria.
That would
have been
nuts.
Oh, my God. I know, do that.
That's exactly. A way better idea.
I think that's still something that we
but
can
do. But what could
to
top
fruition.
This show of fucking 28 people rambling over each other? So, he's... No, this is the pinnacle of his career.
Hey, you know what, Blake? This gets you off the hook for another week of trying to figure out schedules.
No.
I'm on vacation all week. So I can knock out seven episodes in 7 days.
You're like Carson.
Yeah.
You knocked out two shows, now you're on vacation.
Hey.
Yeah, the second one was way cleaner than the first one.
It was. Groucho, thanks for joining us again.
I am...
Thanks for getting the permission slip and hanging out with us.
I got the phone call, so obviously I'm probably grounded when I get home. Thanks.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
But you know what? You were a regular 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Hey, you know
the Godfather Groucho blessing us.
Had I known that you drink this much good beer, I probably would have showed up.
You're like the Joey Heather to this
point. Right?
So
Groucho thought we were drinking like Michelob and Michelob and
well, it wasn't that much.
Mick Ultra. Like, check out all these variants, 60, bitches.
I 64. Thought it might have been a bit of a circle jerk, so I kind of avoided it. But okay, I'm good. I may show up for another one. Okay,
I appreciate.
We do
that.
Circle jerk, but that's after.
That's
the
after. That's
everybody needs to have some fun.
Okay. Only if Elgany shows up. That's how I am. Okay, that's how it's going.
Wow. I make rare appearances. I'm like George Goebel.
All right. Well, on that note, folks, we're going to keep drinking beer because this is our beer bottle share party extravaganza we got.
May your music be cold and your beers be loud.
That's wrong. That's still so fucking wrong.
Be careful out there.
Yeah, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Watch Stranger Things on Netflix.
Oh, really? Yeah. Totally. I haven't checked that yet.
That's awesome.
That's not our catchphrase.
It's the Goonies meets X-Files. That's our catchphrase.
Hey,
watch Stranger Things on Netflix.
Titties.
No.
Goonies titties.
May your beers
be cold
and
your
music
be
loud.
Titties.
We'll see you in a week, Drunken Maniacs.
Titties.
Slowest show ever. Sorry for your ears.
We love you.
Titties.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.